morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Core Grains. I'm your host again this week, Jeffrey Guy. Fosters are still away on holidays. We'll be back for next week. Well, let's get right into the markets. Volatility, just like every other week lately, remains supreme. Just take a quick peek at prices. Spot prices for corn and soybeans were up just around $5 this week. Harvest prices for this coming harvest in 2022, corn was up $10, soybeans up $15. But wheat prices finally pulled back. Spring wheat was down $26, winter wheat down $12. For next year's prices were generally up for our commodities from $2 to about $8 for corn. Oil prices this week, lots of volatility in oil, crude oil prices. Give range from just under $100 up to $130. But for the week, crude oil was actually down $9 a barrel for the week. So repeat again, crude oil was down for the week. Gas prices and diesel prices keep going up. Our dollar had not much of a week, traded within about 110 basis points for the week. I think it ended up down like 10 basis points. Nothing really for the week. So, of course, everything in the Ukraine continues to affect our markets. With the shipments from the Ukraine, from the Black Sea region, being suspended. I think the government of Ukraine actually made an announcement they were suspending grain shipments. It already happened anyhow. Russia is suspending, I think, new shipments of fertilizer. However, oil continues to flow out of Russia. That's a sour thing, but that's what's happening. So, big question in the markets, shipments out of the Black Sea area going forward are questionable at the best. You know, we talked last week about Ukraine's corn shipments. Even really for the Ukraine and that this year is, are they even going to get their crops planted this year? Will the markets have to replace all that? So it's, big unknowns from that area. We sure don't have the answers now, and I think it's going to be a while before we have all those answers. So the wheat market this week has shown some real volatility. Winter wheat on Chicago peaked on Tuesday, and it's by the end of the week it was down like over $3 from that peak on Tuesday. Big time volatility. You know, they've increased the daily trading limits on wheat from 50 cents a couple weeks ago. They're up over a dollar now. We're seeing swings in a day of $2 between the low and the high in prices. In a daily trade, it's seems like you get a day of trading in wheat that between the high and the low is only 50 to 75 cents. It's seems like a slow day. So much volatility remains in that market. But again, if you remember at the beginning here, I said harvest prices for the week actually decreased by $25 for spring wheat and just over $10 for the winter wheats. When we were looking at the winter wheat crop too, we got to remember that in the U.S., that winter wheat crop, especially the hard red winter wheat crop, went into dormancy under stressful drought-like conditions in the U.S. Midwest and southern Midwest. The market really will be watching those areas to see when the crop comes out of dormancy, just how it's doing. So that still is a potential bullish factor for wheat prices going forward. But again, it's lots going to rest on the Ukraine right now. So on the world market, we're seeing on the food side, many countries are trying to protect domestic supplies. You know, free trade is taking a back seat right now. Egypt, which is the largest importer of wheat in the world, major purchaser from Russia and the Ukraine, but especially Russia. Egypt is banning exports of flour right now. So it's It's kind of interesting that Egypt even exports flour because they're a major importer of wheat, but they do because they're trying to protect the domestic supply because they know their wheat supplies are going to be hard to come by for a little bit. Russia, they have some wheat export taxes on as they try to keep domestic prices lower. Argentina does this with the soybean and soybean meal exports. They put export taxes on. Indonesia this week, they increased production or sales requirements. 30% of all palm oil produced in Indonesia has to be sold on the domestic market. So remember, vegetable oil prices, as crude oil prices have gone up, vegetable oil prices have gone up. World demand for that. Remember, the Ukraine's the largest producer, exporter of soybean oil. With that supply under stress, there's more demand for the other vegetable oils. And now Indonesia, the largest producer of palm oil, is cutting off some exports, potential exports. So that's got to be helping soybeans, soybean oil demand, soybean oil price, which helps soybean prices. It's the world market seems to be changing every day. So some things did happen in the markets this week outside of the Russian and Ukraine. The U.S. did release their monthly WASDA report. The production numbers, production estimates out of South America on the corn side, there's still a potential that South America could produce a record crop. They didn't really play with those numbers very much. The second crop, the Safrina corn crop in Brazil, got planted into some pretty prime soil conditions, I guess. So in Argentina, they're looking for production to increase from last year. They did decrease soybean production out of South America. Remember, it was dry earlier in South America, both Brazil, southern Brazil, and most of Argentina. They cut production out of South America by about 10 million tons. The Brazilian production, I think the USDA put it at 128 million tons this week. Remember, it started out above 140 million. CONAB, which is the Brazil's equivalent to USDA, they have the production pegged at 124 million tons. Some private analysts have it down to 120 million tons. So we could still see some decreases in those numbers by the USDA going forward. So that should be somewhat supportive for soybeans, but probably more supportive for soybeans also was export sales out of the U.S. over the last week were very strong. They had been lagging for both corn and soybeans, but they're picking up. So China has come to the market now. Here we're back talking about China. China has come to the market on the soybean side, and the last few weeks they've come for both old and new crop. They were just buying new crop, but they're purchasing some old crop soybeans now. So remember, production is lower in Brazil, which is a major exporter to China. But also right now, with production down in Brazil, U.S. soybeans are less expensive for the Chinese purchasers than the Brazilian soybeans. So this is pushing more business to the U.S. Very interesting, I just read here that new crop soybean sales out of the U.S. are at a record position for this time of year. Now, that's a big statement. New crop soybean sales out of the U.S. are at a record position for this time of year. So that should be very supportive and is very supportive for soybean prices going forward. You know, most years, we're always been talking the last while how sales are behind previous years. Well, this time, they're way above for new crop. And we jump over to corn. So we did talk last week that we thought we could hopefully see China coming to the corn market, to the U.S., to the corn market, as the Ukraine supply is being cut off. And this might be happening right now. There has been some U.S. corn sales to unknown destinations. So it's looking more promising on that side. So China is coming in and supporting prices. I guess that's a good thing, a good aspect of what's happening right now. So as we look at these wild volatility that we have every week, or that we've had the last while in the markets, you know, it brings us back to how target orders work. And You just can't watch these markets and pick the high anytime. If you do, you're more lucky than smart, really, because just picking that right time to look at it. Target orders, they continue to get hit. We've had a bunch of the wish target orders. Remember those wish orders where we put in prices a lot higher? Well, we've had so much volatility, a lot of those target orders have been hit. Prices are historically strong. It's a great time to get in the market if you're not in the market at all, and target orders work. They take that emotion out of when to sell. Nobody can watch these markets 24 hours a day, and with this volatility, it's just it's too hard to do that. So give us a call anytime over your specific farm marketing needs, and we'll do the best we can for you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for now, and have a great week. Bye-bye.